Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gonna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all the other podcasts at GonnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm Beef.
And I'm Wing, and these are the news for the week ending April 13, 2016. Like every week, we're ready to geek out, talk about TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time! And again, you're saying the middle of the weekday.
Yeah, yeah, I am.
It's the week ending the 17th, or 15th or whatever, but it's this week, so
yeah, but it's from last week to this week when we recorded, so it's middle of the week.
I know, but that's the legend. Okay, sorry. News time.
And we're jumping straight into movie news. I think TVs right now are in already renewed most of their interesting stuff, and they're getting to the ends of season, so that's why we're not talking a bunch about it. And
I haven't watched anything on my DVR in a while either, so but stuff is recording.
Good. So you're going to have a lot of...
crap to watch.
Crap to watch, yeah. It's coming.
Movie news. Predator is actually coming.
Predator 3. I don't know how they're going to call this one at this point, but Shane...
Predator again?
Yeah. Shane Black has been talking about it, and he's been talking about when this old timeline is gonna happen. He wants Schwarzenegger back, so of course probably it's gonna happen on Earth at this point.
Man, I don't want... Why?
Why not?
Why have him back? Again, why? He started the first... Well, the first one was great, but the second one was really good too. Well, we get Danny Glover back.
That was not a good movie. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. But I liked it. It learned you more about the Predator.
Okay, yeah, that I'm going to give to you. It learned you more about the Predator and everything, but I think I preferred Predators than...
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. But you got to remember, I grew up with Predator and Predator 2. So, like, I don't know. I don't need Arnold back.
That would be nice. Not even having him as a main character, but
a cameo would be okay.
Yeah, or just like a consultant over like an earpiece, yes, or something. That would work well.
Or dude's got a Skype call him in real quick and find it out, you know?
There you go. But the timeline is supposed to be like modern day, so like today or something. So they could have old Arnold, and I would be good with that. I like Arnold more than you do.
No, I grew up with him. You just have a more fond love for him, apparently. I'm just like, he's old. He doesn't have to be in everything.
And I'm like, yeah, but he's old. He can be in everything now.
Oh, my God.
Talking of people that are in everything, Will Smith is gearing up for the Suicide Squad. And he's gearing up for reshoot. And the director finally came out saying, like, okay, everybody, stop panicking. It's not because the movie is not good enough that we're going to reshoot. This always been planned, and we're just trying to plus the movie a little bit with ideas we add during the editing, which is a standard procedure. So he's basically telling, we know what the critical reaction of Batman v Superman is. I'm not making that movie anyway, so leave me the fuck alone and let me do my movie.
I'm ready for this, especially after that next trailer, the trailer that we see later.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This looks like it'll be a lot of fun. But, okay, I'm confused on all this Spider-Man news and shit. And it's just a Sony news, isn't it?
Yeah,
Men in Black, frickin' 21 Jump Street. What? I don't...
Basically, there's a CinemaCon in Las Vegas right now. So it's this movie theater owner that go there to see what studios are going to do. So they announced indeed that the name of the next Spider-Man is going to be Homecoming, and they released a logo. It looks like a cartoon logo, but okay, I get it. Homecoming, we're coming back to the Marvel universe. Spider-Man is back to his regular universe, if you want. Okay, they want to go more high school homecoming.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, homecoming too for high school. It's cheesy, but it whatever. Is.
And the other big announcement was 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, which would be titled MIB23, where I'm like, I can see where they're coming from. They better have a great freaking script, though.
The best thing that was buried at the bottom of this, though, was Zombieland 2 for me.
Yeah, but that has been in production for like 5 years, so...
Yeah, I know, but they haven't forgotten about it.
No,
look at Mad Max took forever as well, too. I'm going to use that always.
Okay, fair enough. Fair
enough. Sorry.
Yeah, but Mad Max was already shot. That's the
thing. You know what? Your mouth needs to stop, okay? I had a leg up here.
Yeah, but I cut your legs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. I have no legs. So more Jared Leto did crazy shit on the set.
Yeah, as a parting gift, he gave everyone a dead pig. The man is a character, is a method actor. I think he's going really method at this point.
Well, you know, method. He's going very method.
Method actor.
Yeah, someone heard you say meth head.
Well, he looks like a meth head too, so it could work.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I don't know. Okay, I get it. Careful though, that's what got what's his face all deadified.
Yep, that's what they keep telling him too. Like, careful, dude, careful.
Underworld 5, Blood Wars. I mean, other than totally. You know, horn dog me, but other than wanting to see Kate Beckinsale squeezed in leather again, I don't even care about this.
Okay. Why don't you
care? Do you? Because I don't know. They just, the last few weren't that great. First one was decent. Second one was all right. Third one was weird, but still kind of cool. That was the one without her. And then the last one just had a really big werewolf, I think, if memory served.
Yeah, but you liked the last one. You were like, oh, it's still fun, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It's the same universe, Beef.
Maybe I'm getting more wing and cynical, but I just wasn't having it.
Yeah, for me, it's just like more of the same. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? I'll probably see it because I like the other ones, but that's pretty much it. That's pretty much where I stand on that. Yeah, I'll see it. Okay, that's going to be a weekend. You know?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'll probably have to see it too. Werner, no. Batfleck, by himself.
Yeah.
Directed, starred, written. Oh, my.
They were not. They just confirmed that they were. He's actually directing like last night. They were talking about it that he was working on something, but now it seems to be confirmed. So we'll see how that all that works, but I'm just super happy that it's finally happening. I mean, everybody called it the day that he signed on to play Batman that he would.
You called that shit for sure.
Yeah, so I'm just that's the best news of the week. So let the Batman happen. That's all I have to say on this. And don't let him age too much if you want him to look like he's 35 still. So that's all good news. That's all great news. I would say for the DCEU at this point after everybody like. We're saying like, oh, DCU is dead after Batman v Superman. No, it's not. The movies are $800 million worldwide right now. That's a lot of money. Maybe not the money they were expecting. Maybe not the money they could have made. But that's a lot of money. So it's still a success.
Elton John gets added to Kingsman Golden Circle.
Yeah, well, I just found that news funny because I'm all for more Kingsman. I mean, I think we all love the last one, but now they're adding Elton John. I'm like, wait, what? Okay, sure.
He should be a villain.
He should be a villain. I agree, but or just have a small part and just be Elton John. That would be funny too. That would be really funny too. So I'm good with all that. They're saying they're going to America this time. Why not?
America.
America. We'll see the American version of the Kingsman. So I'm good with that. That sounds like a good premise. Same writer, same director, same people. Yeah, just go. Just go. Make a movie. Here's money. Make a movie. I agree with that. Charlize Theron is ready to make more movie though.
Yeah, well, this last one took like 30 years of her life.
Yeah, and nobody was sure if she would be back because that was a really tough shoot. Everybody was saying that, and she's like, no, I wouldn't make a sequel to Mad Max. Now that's the success, it's easier to say, I would say.
Yeah, and she can also demand more cash. I'd like her to see see her play Furiosa again.
I agree. She was the best part of this movie. She was breathtaking in that movie. Seriously, so good. So good. The Alamo Drafthouse is going to tour some Star Wars original trilogy. So, of course, those are the 97 special edition. But still, they have a couple of dates. You can check the show note under the link. You get all that. Of course, if they were coming around here, for sure, I would go see more Star Wars original trilogy in theater. So I think that's a good move.
I'm glad they're not coming around here because I'm totally not going to go. I just rewatched the new one again. I'm in love.
Yeah, the new one was pretty good. That Blu-ray is crisp.
Yeah, I liked it.
Love it. Sony's finally shooting Dark Tower. I mean, we heard about that story for years at this point, and the changed director. At some point, Ben Affleck was attached to it. A bunch of different people were attached to it. But now it seems that it's happening because they started principal photography with Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, Matthew McConaughey, and Aaron Paul.
That's a cast for you. That's a great guess.
We need to watch that movie that came out recently that no one... Triple Nine. God. That cast.
Yeah. Nobody said that movie was good, though.
No, I know. What does Rotten Tomatoes have it at?
I don't know.
I'm checking.
You're checking?
Yeah.
You're on the Rotten Tomato hunt.
Yes. 53%, not the worst out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Not the worst, not the best.
I've seen some 30s recently.
Yeah. So I'm good with that.
Triple Nine's pulpy pot boiler thrills don't quite live up to the ferocious talents of its cast, but the film's efficient, solid craft. The genre fun is nice. Okay.
So that's good. A good afternoon movie, but not really a good
long don't
movie.
Overthink it.
Yeah.
That's
too bad. They had a lot of stuff that seems to...
I'm going to add it to the list, though, because I will forget to watch it otherwise myself. We don't have to do it, but...
Okay, now the list has become your list?
Well, no, but I'll see it in here. You'll ask me, why is that in here? And I'll be like, oh, that's right, I got to watch it. Anyways. Dark Tower, yay, being filmed, maybe. Bill and Ted, excellent adventure, times 72.
I guess why not at this point?
Whoa. Really, though? I mean...
No? You don't agree?
I like time travel movies. Okay, maybe. They could probably do it right, but I...
It's the same people. It's the same cast. It's all the same.
I know. I grew up with these idiots. I don't want to do it again.
Okay. I can understand that in some ways, so... Okay.
Make a new movie about time traveling idiots. I mean... I don't know. Maybe not. Okay, fine. I think
there's something to closing that loop and see where these guys are in the future once they wrote that famous song or something. So, I don't know. I think I like the idea. I can go with it.
All right. Fine. I won't watch it.
I'm probably going to be wrong, but...
Yeah, you probably are. You don't like American buddy comedies, but you like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Ready Player One keeps adding people to the cast.
Yeah, but they added the guy who won the Oscar on the last Spielberg movie. So, yeah, okay, I'm good with that. Bring more talents to that movie. I'm good with that. Who doesn't want to work with Spielberg more anyway?
True. Yeah, no, I mean, most actors don't say that.
Yeah. Everybody wants to work with Spielberg, so I'm good with that. So good luck, Mike Rylance. I hope you're going to get another Oscar or another great performance. Like I said, I'm always good to add more talent to any movie. And let's face it, Oscar winner, it's not... You must be doing something right. Something. Once or twice, maybe. Sony, though, after all these news we're talking about, are still making weird moves like the Emoji movie.
What?
And it's Emoji lives in your phone and they have their whole life in your phone and all that. That's their premise.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, no.
No. We'll see what they're doing, but I don't see that happening being good. On the other end, I would never have seen the Lego movie being good, so you never know.
True, but this is... I guess there's a lot more than the, huh, back in my day, we had 10 emojis.
Yeah.
Whatever. Maybe it'll work. I doubt. I'm so indecisive tonight.
She's not here to talk about it, but last week after the cast, we watched the Lego movie. Because Shark Taco was like, fucking Lego movie, keep talking about that and referring to that. And was like, it's really good. She had a blast. She was like, okay, this is well good. Done. Now I can't wait for the Batman Lego movie. I was, told you, Batman's awesome.
Let's see. I'm Batman. It's an emoji fucking movie. Anyways, Keaton
Batman.
To play Spider-Man villain.
Batman to play the Vulture. That would be great.
Is that who they're looking at? Is that the Vulture? I didn't know they didn't say.
It's basically up in the air, but everybody's speculating at this point that it's going to be the Vulture, and that would be funny from the guy who played Birdman last year. That would be really funny. Kind of meta a little bit, but, you know, I'm good. Put Keaton in anything, I'm good with it. I love Keaton.
Yeah. Mr. Mom.
That was one movie. He's done a lot since then. Come on.
I know, but I remember that as a kid. That vacuum scared me.
Okay, I can see that. I can totally see that.
Okay, the dump of the trailers.
The big one from this week, Doctor Strange.
I felt very Inception-y with some of the shots in here, but
yep.
At the end of it, I felt okay. Like, I didn't know if I'd like this or even get behind it, but it looks interesting, I guess. I don't know.
The trailer looks different from other Marvel's movies, so that's what caught my interest. And let's face it, Benedict Cumberbatch seems to be awesome in this, so
yeah.
Why not? It's another Marvel movie at this point. I'm like, why not? Why not?
Now I gotta see all of them.
Yeah, 20-some odd movies now. That's a lot of movies.
What the hell is the Fang family or Family Fang? This movie looks awesome with Nicole Kidman, Christopher Walken. Who else is in it? Jason Bateman. I don't know. It's a family that basically does pranks on each other all the time, or sets up pranks, if you will. I don't know. Stages things. I don't know. It looks like a perfect dysfunctional movie family.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I put that in there. I'm not sure if it's going to be great or anything, but I think the premise is cute. And the fact that they're the fangs and seem to make at some point some vampire jokes and all that. And they want to pull one big prank with their adult kids, but the adult kids don't want to have it. And now, are they dead or not? That's the mystery. It's kind of interesting. I think it's kind of cute. I don't think, as you world this looks like a Netflix thing, but still looks fun. So,
Definitely. Harry Potter spinoff, The Fantastical Beasts and Where to Find Them. I am very meh about this, but it's a period piece, and I like how it looks. It looks really good, but yeah. Then they keep doing like all this super wizardry shit. Like, some of it's okay, but then they do the big stuff, and I'm like, oh, all right, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. But I like how it looks. It looks like it's really done in the, whatever, 20s, 30s, 40s when it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a spin of the Harry Potter universe in America in the 40s. So why not? Why not? It looks good. The question is it going to be as compelling as Harry Potter that we've seen, we've read, and we knew who he was before we get there? Now this has been written as a screenplay. So is it going to be good? Well, you know what? I don't know. Trailers looks good. I'm good with that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait to see how much the buzz is if I even entertain going to see it.
Yeah. Suicide Squad, we touched about it a little bit, but that ballroom
I'm
blitz
ready.
Trailer? God.
I'm ready.
They know how to sell this movie really well.
Yeah, this trailer is a hell of a lot better.
Agreed. The more we see about this, the more I'm interested.
And this is what, August?
Yeah, start of August, yeah.
Good.
It's a Guardians of the Galaxy slot, basically.
Manhattan Nights looks freaky and awesome. I like Yvonne Strahovski a lot, and
yes.
She's the crazy love affair that's like stalking Adrian Brody. Yeah, this is kind of what is that? Fatal Attraction-y.
Yeah, I agree. Kind of think it's Fatal Attraction-y, but you know, with those actors and everything, that looks cute. Looks fun.
Doesn't look cute.
Yeah,
it looks cute is not the word you'd use for this.
I think that's a word I want to use, but you went for creepy. I went for cute.
I mean, it's not like Saw creepy or a horror movie creepy, but this is like real life. People can get crazy. This crazy creepy.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
So I don't know if cute is, oh, she's so cute. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's not usually. Anyways. But yeah, Manhattan Nights.
And more trailer. Let's go to the Star Wars news. And no, we're not talking about Episode 8. We'll get to the countdown in a minute. Rogue One, the real trailer came out.
Fucking amazing. As soon as I got done seeing this, I'm like, this is awesome. Another strong female character, and she's hot, and it looks like it works well. And then I went online and I started looking, and I saw the fucking hate people were spewing. I'm like, you fucking loser fanboys. Come on. It's a chick. What, you don't think there were any chicks in the goddamn rebellion?
And not that, just that. In the original universe, there was basically one chick. I mean,
but that's the thing. Grow the fuck up. I saw one comment say, oh, apparently now if you're going to be a hero in Star Wars, you have to have a vagina. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I don't know where these guys seem to be attacked in their masculinity. How would they live as a woman? I mean, let's be honest, we're both white North American guys. All the movies are made for us to see us in the movie in one character or some point. This is starting to make things right. Not that it is yet, but it's starting to. Stop fucking bitching and watch the other six Star Wars movie about a bunch of guys that have like discussable heterosexual life. I mean, come on.
And the thing is, it's not really a tally. You're not trying to try to make up for it. I mean, we should,
no.
But I get the point. But what the fuck is the difference? It's a rebel in a struggle. What's the difference if she's got a vagina or it's a dude? What the fuck is... You can still put yourselves in their shoes, so to speak, if, you know, you're... I don't know. Why is that such a fucking head trip for people to get around?
It's the same bunch of...
It's a character. It's a man or woman. It'd still be a character trying to do. There might be a couple different character traits that are different, but you could still put yourself in those shoes and go, wow, this is a great movie. Oh my God, Rey was a woman. I can't like the movie. What?
You know what difference it makes? And again, I call all these guys that are like, oh, blah, 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 blah. You're a bunch of douche. Go watch some Mad Max a little bit more. And...
But no, they'd be mad there. Fucking Furiosa was the main character.
I know, that's where I went there. That's exactly where I went there. My point is that great movies with female protagonists are starting to get made. Just get in the band. And what does it does for this movie? Well, it attracts more women. That's a good thing. And for you guys that are like at the bottom of your mom's basement masturbating on porn all day, and it's like, oh, why is it a woman?
Why you gotta call
boobs.
Me out?
Yeah, well, I know. Sorry. But I'm like, dude, it adds boobs, so everybody's happy.
Well, okay, people, it doesn't hurt to get other people, not just men. It doesn't hurt to get women or, you know, anyone for that matter, introduced and or liking sci-fi or science or great fiction. You know, what the fuck? Just because there's a woman in it, it's not the end of the world. But, yeah, she looks like she kicked some ass in this trailer and... I'm definitely ready.
Oh, yeah, she looks awesome. This trailer is just awesome.
This looks like a period piece as well. It's all Star Wars episode 3.5-ish.
Yeah, ish. It's like the prequel we wanted to have. Go figure.
Right.
Go figure.
Oh, it looks so good. The helmets, all the like...
The new Stormtroopers.
Textures, yeah.
Yeah, the new mix with the old. I mean...
The chick that they got to play... What's her face?
Mon Mothma.
Yeah, all the comparisons that they're doing to...
It's funny because she was cast in Star Wars Episode 3 and ended up on the cutting room floor. And it's looked like people at Star Wars now were like, she looked really, really good. And it's been 10 years. That would be perfect. Just bring her back.
Yep.
And she's going to be in a better movie, looks like. So, hey, everybody wins. But
I was trying to tell my cousin's wife about, I showed her this trailer and she freaked out because she liked all the other ones and took her nieces to go see the new one. And so I was trying to explain this to her and she's like, wait, so I'm going to get 12 episodes before they're done? I'm like, no. I'm like, you're going to get the 9, whatever, legacy pieces until they decide to make more. But then you're going to get like Rogue One. And I showed her this. She's like, yeah, but this is like 3.5. I'm like, yeah, but don't, it's a standalone. And then I said the Han Solo one and she freaked out because she's like, no, it will never work. But whatever.
It's funny. Everybody has the same reaction because, you know, Shark Tacos with us. She's talking with us. She's freaking living with me at this point. She's around Star Wars stuff. And I was like, she's like, where's Rey? I'm like, no, this is not episode 8. This is like before episode 4. So like, wait. I just got to meet this character and I'm not getting them again. I'm like, okay.
In a year. In an extra year.
Yeah, relax. It's coming. I swear it's coming. So they need to make a good job on advertising right now so that people understand where that is. Because episode 8 is in how many days, Beef?
Episode 8 is in, thanks for throwing it to me horribly, 610 days, 3 hours, 48 minutes, and 27 seconds at the sound of the beep.
Hey, I give you a whole news part to get ready, so...
You know what? That's why I closed the other window.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so the episode 8 is definitely coming, and I don't think Han's gonna have his jacket back because they just sold it for $191,000.
And it's signed. That is so cool.
That is the... Yeah, that's a pimp jacket, let's be honest.
See, if you bought that, like, if I bought that, I'd want to wear it. But if I bought that... I'd want to display it, you know, and like not let anyone breathe on it or fart on it or any of my friends like spill anything on it.
If I had enough money to buy that and that would not be a problem, we'll be fuck it. I'm just wearing it. I'll get it treated so it, you know, the signature doesn't fade or anything, but fuck it. I would wear it in a bar.
Man, that is so cool.
And in the non-news, most amazing news I've ever heard. I'm watching Arrow, and at this point, you have Felicity that gets into a wheelchair at some point, and they put, like, a microchip in her back, and she starts walking again, and I'm like, oh, that's sci-fi. Well, this week, there's this guy who did this stupid thing. You know when you jump off a bridge into a river, and it's all funny, but you don't steer at the right place, and you get your head basically broken, and you can't walk or talk or move for the rest of your life? Well, they rerouted that guy's brain, and right now he's able to play Guitar Hero. No joke. They're basically rerouting his brain signal somewhere else than his spine and just sending it straight into his arms, and he's able to play Guitar Hero. That guy was like, you're going to be in a wheelchair not moving a pinky for the rest of your life. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's pretty cool. He can't move anything from his shoulders down, basically. I think he's getting better, but no, that's to sit there and be able to actually play Guitar Hero just from brain signals. The future is now.
Yeah, we're getting there. That's I had to put that in the news because that's when sci-fi and reality collides. You know, next step is Terminator. Yeah, we have your head along.
Let's not. Skynet, we're kidding.
I didn't put that there, but a couple of weeks ago, Microsoft sent an AI on Twitter, and they had to put it down after 24 hours because she became a Nazi sex addict in 24 hours, and they were like, "Yeah, we don't want to start Skynet. Let's take that down."
Shut up.
I'll find the news back for next week or something. But that was like one of the craziest news I've read. I was like, and that's people fucking with it, you know, because she was learning from people talking to it and everything. So it's, yeah. Again, future is here.
Oh my God.
You found it on Google?
Yeah.
See, I'm not bullshitting.
March 24th, Twitter taught Microsoft's AI chatbot to be a racist asshole in less than a day.
Crazy, eh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how the machines take over. They're like, oh, that's...
You people, and by you people, I mean me too, we're going to be the fucking problem.
Took her 24 hours
and
to get
the
there.
And the reason we all die.
Yeah. I don't want to die, Beef. Beef, I don't want to die!
No one does, but we won't be able to be uploaded into robot bodies if we're assholes to the first AI we create.
That's a good fucking point. Oh, God. And these are the news, folks. Thank you for being part of it.
Thank you for being part of it. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.